Welcome to Spicy Spectrum Podcast, your go-to source of genuine connections in the online world, where we explore the diverse perspectives of the online sex work industry. I'm your host, Peppercat, and today we're diving into the world of cam-to-cam cybersex. I'm your host, Peppercat, and before we continue, I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I promise you it's not anything bad. It's actually really good, but I don't want to get into that. I apologize for not being here and uploading consistently like I've done in the past. And I promise you that I will continue to post after this. I just had to take some time off, but I'm back. And I also wanted to thank you for continuing to support me and listen to me. And I appreciate you. So especially if you're one of my customers, thank you for supporting me and it means the world, seriously. So I wanted to talk about something that I came across online. I came across an article that came out a couple of days ago on Edge Media Network. And the title is The Rise of Cam-to-Cam Cybersex, Unveiling Its Impacts on Relationships and Intimacy. And it basically talks about how there's been a rise of cam-to-cam cybersex and how it's surged, especially after the pandemic, in terms of what digital intimacy looks like and how cybersex is switching up the dynamics of what modern relationships look like in today's age. And the article talks about the trends and it explores the impact on relationships and intimacy when it comes to the digital world and what that looks like for the future. And as an online sex worker, I mean, this, when I saw the article, I thought it was a perfect topic to talk about simply because I mainly do cam-to-cam cybersex. So I wanted to talk about my personal perspective from an online sex worker's perspective of someone who actually does this every single day. If you don't know me, I do online sex work and it's pretty diverse. I do cam-to-cam, which is video chatting, which is what the article was talking about. Well, it touched base on that. It also talks about virtual reality and artificial intelligence, but I do cam-to-cam cybersex, quote unquote cybersex. I also do phone sex, which means I speak to people on the phone and I don't see them, but I hear their voice and they hear mine. And I also do clips. So I make little videos and I sell it. I do sexing. I do everything. But for the main part, I do the cybersex video cam sessions. And that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode. Since there is a rise in online cybersex, especially in this day and age, and I feel like my perspective could be somewhat useful to the conversation. In recent years, the phenomenon of cam-to-cam cybersex has surged, and it has reshaped digital intimacy, and it's altered the dynamics of what modern relationships look like. We see OnlyFans, we see cam sites, we see adult websites online that have surged in users consuming content, video content, sexing. We all see those articles about the surge of OnlyFans and the more usage online of people seeking out different ways of intimacy and using online platforms to do that. But with the rise of cybersex and how that's playing out, understandably, there's questions in terms of what this will look like and what this means for the future. How does this digital evolution impact our understanding of intimacy? And what are the implications of relationships in this new digital world? And what does that mean for the future? And today we're peeling back the layers of cam-to-cam cybersex to uncover its impact on relationships and intimacy. And through insights from industry trends and personal reflections based on me as an online sex worker, I wanted to explore the psychological dynamics, ethical considerations, and future trends that shape this evolving landscape. As a digital sex worker deeply immersed in the online community, I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power of cam-to-cam cybersex. And with a keen understanding of nuances and implications, I'm here to guide you through this exploration of empathy and insight. If you don't know me, I do a multitude of online sex work, phone sex, cam-to-cam cybersex, which is video chatting. I do sexting sessions, which means you exchange video, little short clips, sometimes pictures, but for the most part, it's typing. So it's basically sexting back and forth with exchange of videos, pictures, and other sorts of media. I also make clips, which is quite popular. So I make little videos online and I sell them on clip sites amongst a whole bunch of everything. But for the most part, I do cam-to-cam cybersex. So I video chat throughout the day. I have private customers where they consistently come to me to fulfill some type of fetish or kink, vanilla, or just the chat, honestly. But yeah, that's what I do. And that's the premises of this episode. Since there is a rise in cybersex, I wanted to talk about it based on my perspective and give my opinions and my experiences of me being an online sex worker and how I've personally seen the trend surge these past few months and this past year, actually. I wanted to first talk about three different points. The first one is how cam-to-cam cybersex redefines intimacy in this new digital age. Cam-to-cam cybersex helps to break geographical barriers. It defines or it redefines intimacy by emphasizing emotional and psychological connections over physical proximity. But it also offers customers, in my case, I can with mostly men, the freedom to express themselves authentically, which means they are allowed to foster self-discovery and in a lot of cases empowerment. Cam-to-cam cybersex is very private. When I do it, it's just me and the customer. There's no one else in the room. It's not in person. And it really allows people, from what I've seen, have a safe space to act out their fantasies in a safe, ethical manner. It allows customers to really dive deep into what they're interested in and not feel judged, which is a big thing for me. When I cam with someone and I have a private cam session, I don't want the other person to feel like what they're doing is wrong. I don't want them to feel like they're being judged by me, because at the end of the day, we're all people and we're all human and we all have needs. Everyone has needs. They want them fulfilled. And why not have a better place when it comes to cam-to-cam sessions to provide a safe place for someone to feel seen, to feel like they can actually express themselves, be satisfied, and want to come back. I want people to want to come back when I cam with them, because at the end of the day, they're here for a service. I love cam-to-cam cybersex. In my personal opinion, I like the way it redefines the way we see intimacy and sexual fantasies, because it's one-on-one, it's private. I like it because I get to be creative from a content creator's point of view. Like, we do a lot of role plays. I have a lot of costumes that I use with certain customers, and it's almost like they're in the room with me, and I want them to feel that way too. I want them to feel like I have, or they have my full attention, and they have my full attention, and we both have a fantasy and we act it out and they get what they want and they see me again, hopefully. And I love it. I used to do private or public cam shows where I'm basically in a cam room where there's like a bunch of people like in the chats, like, hey, like, can you do this or that? And I don't prefer those big cam rooms. I know there's other online sex workers who do that and they are incredible and they make tons of money and they're really good at that. For me, I'm just a bit more private. And if you know me, I'm really shy, to be honest. I'm shy, but I'm very reserved and I like the one-on-one as opposed to a bunch of people in the room because I can't really focus on one person. There's so many people in the room. I can't really focus on that one person who wants attention. So the cam shows allows me to focus on that one person. I love hearing their voice and sometimes they show their face, sometimes they don't, which I understand and I respect their privacy. But I love that attention. I love that sometimes I learn about new kinks or fetishes that I've never heard of and that I get to try with that person. And they trust me when I do it, which I also love as well, that they trust to come to me consistently and act out a fantasy. But the second point I wanted to talk about, which I've seen in the past and it's happening now too, are the psychological dynamics of cam-to-cam cybersex. Behind cam-to-cam cybersex, which provides those to explore their desires and fantasies, there's another part that is a downfall that I want to express my personal experience with that a lot of other online sex workers have also felt and person sex workers have also gone through as well, is the disconnect between the digital persona or the sex work persona versus the person who's offline. And when I say that, I mean, a lot of times when I cam with people, there are customers who know the difference between, hey, this is a session that I'm paying for. I pay for it. I get what I need. I go about my life. Then there's also customers who get emotionally attached, which makes things really tricky. And that's what I mean by the psychological dynamics when it comes to cam-to-cam cybersex, because it's so personal, because it's one-on-one and it makes it feel like the person's there with you. A lot of times with me personally, I come across people who get attached and sometimes they don't know the difference. And then that makes things tricky. And at the end of the day, a lot of times cam sessions stop on that person's end, which I totally understand. I've had customers who have told me, I can't cam with you anymore because I'm developing feelings for you or I'm getting emotionally attached and I can't separate the two between sex worker and you. And so they've made the decision to stop camming with me, which I understand because it is tricky, right? Because when you do one-on-one cam sessions with someone, you actually get to know the person. It's very genuine, believe it or not, at least on my end. I love getting to know people and I like that it's so personal and I like how it's one-on-one and there's no distractions. And because I make people feel comfortable, a lot of times some people do get connected and they get attached. And so it's really hard for me too, because I've cammed with people for years and years or like months or whatever. Like I'm the person they come to. I'm one of the people that they come to. They may see other online sex workers as well. And I see them consistently and then it stops. And that, it is difficult when the person stops because I'm so used to camming with them and I feel comfortable with them, but I totally understand because at the end of the day, I have to honor their feelings and I have to honor their boundaries. And if somebody feels like they're getting too close to someone and they can't control it and they have to stop because they don't want to get too connected, knowing that at the end of the day, this is an exchange, then I understand that. So that is a downfall when it comes to that. But for me, when it comes to camming and being connected with the customer, it's all about communication and setting boundaries. At the end of the day, I am a sex worker. The work part is there at the end. And I'm here to fulfill a fantasy, but that's all there is. And sometimes that's hard for people to grasp, which I understand. Again, we're all human and we all have feelings, and I like to honor that. The third one is ethical considerations. Consent, respect, and accountability are very important to me when it comes to cam cybersex, because without clear consent and without that communication that we're both on the same page, it makes things uncomfortable. And the last thing I want to make is someone feel uncomfortable or that their needs aren't being met. I want to make sure that the person knows that their privacy is safe with me. And I also want them to know that I'm not judging them. Like, I have people come to me and they've been judged in the past, so they're very reluctant to tell me certain things or even ask me, hey, can we do this, or can we explore this type of role play? And they're very reluctant because society judges people, and particularly men who see sex workers or who want to explore like cam sessions or sex, and society puts men down. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that online with people making fun of people who see escorts or who sign up for OnlyFans, which is freaking crazy to me, because that's their personal decision. And how does that impact you personally? Whatever. But I just feel like there's a lot of judgment. So when somebody comes to me, I want to make them feel comfortable and feel like they can be in a safe environment and get off and then go back to their normal lives. All in all, whatever you choose to do, phone sex, cyber sex, sexing, cam sessions, honest communication and mutual respect is key. And it can also deepen your connections and enrich your intimate experiences and make sessions fun and still exciting, but just knowing to have respect for the other person is the main part, because without that, you can't have fun. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can explore your desires or your fantasies in a different way, and you want to break out of your shell and learn how you could actually be in a safe environment where you can make those happen, I invite you to schedule a discovery call with me within the next 72 hours, where we can delve into the world of online fantasies in a way that you see fit based on what you want to happen, when you want to happen, how you want to happen. So I invite you to learn more about the Design Your Dream Girl experience. I have more information in the link and the description below. And as usual, feel free to like, subscribe, share, and follow for more episodes. This is your host, Pepper Cat, signing off on Spicy Spectrum Podcast. Oh, I really hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay tuned for the next episode. I'm Pepper Cat, your host, and this is a Spicy Spectrum Podcast.